When you think about Guatemala, you might imagine the land of eternal spring, where coffee plants cling to the mountains. You think about the jungles, where the Mayans built those huge temples and developed the intricate calendar systems in the land of jaguars and howler monkeys. There's another sound that you can hear every day in Guatemala, especially along the shores of Lake Atitlan, high in the Mayan highlands. It's the sound of Spanish being taught to students from many countries, including the United States.
Lema.
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 Lema. Puede deletrear.
This is the San Pedro Spanish School in one of the biggest towns on the lake, San Pedro La Laguna. It's not your typical educational experience. The school has no conventional classrooms. The teaching is done outdoors under tiny thatched roof shelters, just big enough for two chairs, a small table, a whiteboard, and a spectacular view of the lake. Ramon Penelu directs the school.
This is the first school that started the set outdoors, and here it's more like in the nature. It's because the former students, they talk about the experience and they want to experiment to be here in the Lake Atitlan, the Mayan culture, and it's here.
One student, one teacher. And typically you're with that teacher for 4 hours a day. You work on grammar, vocabulary, and conversation. And when you finish for the day, you go home to your host family. Penelu trains his host families for 8 months to prepare them for taking in students.
The host families, they understand now that it's not only to have students in their homes, but also they have to be part of a member of their family.
At home, all conversation is in Spanish, even if you're just a beginner. It's intense, it's exhausting, but it delivers results.
It's going great.
Elisa Selmer was raised in Dallas, completed a stint with the Peace Corps in the Caribbean, and came to the San Pedro Spanish School 6 weeks ago with virtually no knowledge of Spanish. She says the connection with her teacher was the big surprise.
I didn't expect to form such a friendship with my teacher. I thought that classes would consist of mostly grammar, and so much of my learning has come from our conversations, and the time together moves so rapidly because, you know, we spend 3/4 of our time just conversing about different issues and comparing cultures and countries.
Elisa Selmer is not alone. Foreigners are flocking to these schools to develop their Spanish language skills. And in the 15 years since the end of the Guatemalan Civil War, the teaching of Spanish to foreigners has developed into a cottage industry. San Pedro La Laguna had only one Spanish school in 1997. Today it has more than a dozen. In a town of only 12,000 people, a town where sidewalks pass for streets and three-wheeled tuk-tuks take the place of cars. Spanish instruction here is cheap. Private teacher and full immersion cost just $160 a week. It's Español Puro. Mayan instructors learn Spanish as their second language, their accent more neutral, their speaking pace slower. And it works. A few weeks of immersion can unlock the Spanish that's already inside you and help you learn faster and deeper than you might think possible.
Les conoces otras mujeres en otras escuelas?
Sí.
Reporting from San Pedro La Laguna, Guatemala, I am Jim Paluzzi.
Creo que en todas las escuelas el porcentaje...